Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Palanos. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, How Do I Keep My Heart Still?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, from whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, in the past few days, I was in a distraught. I was in a bad situation that I thought life was playing tricks on me. Have you ever had that feeling? The feeling of wanting to give up because of unfortunate events in your life? I guess I am not the only one. How have you been lately? If you feel restless, unfortunate, or tired because of problems, I invite you to reflect with me. And I would like us to reflect on the verses 27 to 29 of the Gospel of John chapter 14. Jesus says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus offers us His peace and tells us not to worry. But for someone who is in a bad situation like an accident, death of a loved one, financial problems or conflicts in the family, among many others, you may wonder, what in the world was Jesus saying? Where can we find this peace that will give us this comfort and would make our hearts calm? Today, let us reflect on that peace that Christ gives. How is that peace that Jesus gives different from the peace the world gives? Remember that whenever Jesus meets His disciples after the resurrection, He continually says to them, Peace. This greeting of peace in this context is extraordinary. The biblical idea of peace is grounded in the Hebrew word shalom. It means complete, whole. Shalom is one of the key words and images for salvation in the Bible. And in the New Testament, shalom is revealed as the reconciliation of all things to God through the work of Christ. Shalom is more than an absence of conflict. In fact, one of the indicators for Christ's shalom is the way it sustains us in the middle of conflict and strife. The peace that Jesus was talking about means rest, quiet, or a stillness in your heart. It is not the absence of trouble. Actually, peace, the peace of Christ, exists in spite of trouble. It is still because your heart is whole with Christ, in Christ. Shalom experienced is multidimensional. It is complete well-being, physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. It flows from all of our relationships being put right, our relationship with God, with others, and even with ourself. Perhaps the big question here is, where can I find that peace that Jesus gives? My sisters and brothers, first, we have to understand that the peace of the world is different from the peace of Christ. Peace by the world's standards is simply the absence of problems or any inconveniences. It is when we have all that we desire. But the peace of Christ is different, far different from that. This peace flows in the midst of persecution, trouble, disappointment, or any confusion. You see, Jesus recognizes the troubles or that we are in, and He would not always remove us from these challenging situations in our lives. He never promised to do that. What He promised is that in spite of the situations in life, He will give you peace. Jesus tells us, stop being afraid. Let your hearts be free from worry. I give you my peace, and it is nothing at all like the world's peace. Peace does not come from the world. It comes from within us with the love of Christ. His peace is something we know deep in our hearts. It is the trust and confidence that Christ has made all the work for us, and that we need, and all that we need to do is be still and trust Him despite the chaos of the world. And when we find that peace, Jesus wants us to share that peace with others so that we may bring the peace and love of Jesus to those who are tired and weary. My sisters and brothers, peace be with you. Amen.